Where Percy Jackson came from, it's certainly not something that I ever anticipated doing. I'd never sat down and said, okay, today I'm going to write a children's book. It was really my son. He was having a tough year in school. He was in second grade, and he didn't like reading. He didn't like writing. He would do anything to get out of doing homework. He would crawl under the table and say, no, 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 I'm not going to read today. I don't want to write. It was just really hard to get him to do any kind of reading or writing, and we didn't know why at first. And then we found out that he's ADHD and he's dyslexic. And so, of course, he was having trouble in school. And of course, he didn't like reading and writing. These were really difficult tasks for him. He had one saving grace in second grade, though. He loved the unit that his class was doing on Greek mythology. He thought that was fascinating. They had a wax museum display. He dressed up as Hades. He had these lines he was supposed to say. He thought the stories were just fantastic. And that really was something that I could grab onto, because as a sixth grade teacher, I had taught middle school for years. So I started telling him stories at home to keep him interested, to keep his interest in school. And when I ran out, he said, Dad, you have to tell me another one tonight. And I said, Hal, there's no more. That's it. And he said, well, make one up. And so in desperation, I made up Percy Jackson, and I just completely made up this kid who's the son of Poseidon, and he has to go across the United States battling monsters. And my son is the one who told me to write it down. He said, Dad, you should make that into a book. And at the time, I just said, well, there's no way. I'm teaching full time. I'm already writing a book a year. You know, when would I possibly have time? But because he was insistent, I did. It took me many months to write the manuscript. And then I showed it to my own students, my 6th and 7th and 8th graders. And I tell you, I mean, I was more nervous giving that manuscript to my students than I have ever been submitting anything to an editor in New York. I mean, because the kids, they're tough. But they loved it, and they had great feedback. And they said, well, how about this? You know, you have to change the title. The first title was Son of the Sea God. And the kid said, no, 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 you can't call it that because it gives away who his father is too early. Oh, yeah. So I changed that. I changed the way the sword that Percy has worked because the kids gave me feedback on how it should work. And that became The Lightning Thief. And it was all kid-driven, starting with my son and right on into my students encouraging me to submit it.